You're listening to a CNBC TV18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast. I'm your host Kanishka Sarkar and I will bring to you the latest updates on the pandemic and vaccination from India and around the world. Domestic news first. For the fifth consecutive day today, India saw a single day rise of less than 50,000 coronavirus cases, while the national recovery rate has crossed 97%. However, the total death toll due to the virus has crossed 4 lakh, with over 800 fatalities recorded in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. of July 2nd. There has been a spike in cases across some states in the country, following which the central government has rushed teams to Kerala, Arunachal Pradesh, Tripura, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, and Manipur in view of the high number of cases being reported in these states. According to the Union Health Ministry, these teams will be supporting the states in their efforts to carry out targeted COVID response and management and effectively tackling the pandemic. Next up is an update from Kerala. Kerala's Health Minister, Veena George, has said that the health workers in the state will be trained in childcare in view of the anticipated third COVID wave. An expert baby care training program has been started in Kerala to prepare health workers for providing intensive care to children and newborn babies. Well, here's a development on the pandemic from last night. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's medical infra is well prepared to deal with the possible third COVID wave. The minister's statement comes days after the government had announced fresh economic measures, according to which an additional funding of around 23,000 crore will be given to states to set up pediatric care and beds in hospitals. A Rs 50,000 crore credit guarantee scheme was also announced for setting up medical or health infrastructure by private hospitals in cities other than the 8 metropolitan cities. Speaking at the India Global Forum, the finance minister said, and I quote, "The way in which we are moving towards greater coverage and vaccination, I hope we would be able to keep most of the vulnerable population from the attack of the virus," unquote. Here's an update on the vaccination front. Drug firm Laurus Labs said that it has received the license from Defence Research and Development Organisation to manufacture and market COVID-19 treatment drug 2DG. Now here's some more on the mix and match of vaccine doses. Kiran Mazumdar Shah, the executive chairperson of Biocon, discussed with CNBC TV18 today what the mixing of jabs means for the pharma industry. She pointed to the data generated in many trials that show that the mix of vaccine doses is better than giving two doses of the same vaccine. She suggested, and I quote, "We need to get as many vaccines approved as possible, focus on vaccinating as many people as possible, and with the mix and match data and strategy, you can get a large number of people vaccinated in a shorter time," unquote. A look at a study on the use of antibiotics in India during the pandemic. According to a study by researchers at the Washington University in the US, antibiotic sales soared during the first wave of the pandemic in India last year. The study suggests that the drugs were used to treat mild and moderate cases. The researchers have estimated that COVID likely contributed to 216 million excess doses of antibiotics in adults from June 2020 through September 2020, a period of peak COVID-19 activity in India. They say that such misuse of drugs is considered inappropriate because antibiotics are only effective against bacterial infections and not viral infections like COVID. Overuse of antibiotics increases the risk for drug-resistant infections. Next up is an update on the sports front. The 2022 Commonwealth Archery and Shooting Championships, which were scheduled to be held in Chandigarh, have been cancelled due to the uncertainty posed by the pandemic. Next up is some pandemic news from across the globe. Australia has decided to halve the number of arrivals from overseas as its coronavirus hotel quarantine system creaks under the pressure from the outbreak of Delta variant. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said, Australia will now accept only about 3,000 travellers from overseas per week. He said that the lowering of the cap will be finalised by July 14th, though some states can move earlier. Meanwhile, some villages in Philippines are facing two fears, a volcano and COVID-19. Thousands of people were being evacuated from villages around a rumbling volcano near the Philippine capital on July 2nd. But officials said they face another dilemma of ensuring emergency shelters will not turn into epicenters of COVID infections. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question for us, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.